Help us to commence by singing hymn 366. The Lord in Zion placed his name, his ark was settled there. To Zion the whole nation came to worship thrice a year. Hymn 366.
Thank you. Reading together from two portions out of the Old Testament. First, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, reading the first 12 verses, and then a few verses from the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 13 and 14. First, reading from the book of the Deuteronomy, chapter 32, the first 12 verses. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Prophecy of Hosea. We'll begin to read from chapter 13 and verse 9, and then reading the whole of chapter 14, the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 13, reading from chapter 9, and then the 14th chapter. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities and thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes? I gave thee a king in mine anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword, their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. May the Lord bless those two portions of his word of truth to us, or that he might help us, teach us how to pray and what to pray for. O Lord, our God, thou art merciful, kind and gracious, and who doth look down upon us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Oh, that, Lord, we would pray that thou wouldest come into our hearts by thy Spirit. Prepare us each to approach unto thee, being brought to know again the truth. The ground whereupon we stand is holy ground. Oh, helping us, Lord, with grace in our hearts to remove the shoes of our carnality from us. Oh, that thou wouldest appear, Lord, in thy rich mercy. Incline our hearts to thee in faith and in love to thy name. And oh, that we might be enabled, Lord Jesus, to come to thee and at thy feet and to seek thy face, Lord, and that thou wouldest look down upon each one of us. We're poor, Lord. We're needy, Lord. And oh, our need is of thee. And Lord, thou knowest that we cannot rise up, Lord, within and of ourselves to those things that are spiritual and in the heavens. Oh, we do pray, Lord, come into each of our hearts and lift up our hearts to thee, Lord, in prayer, praise, worship, love, and devotion. And oh, that, Lord, come to the case of the poor and the needy that come before thee at this time, those, Lord, who oft feel so much desolation in their hearts, Lord, so much waywardness, Lord, so much, Lord, of this time, state, and things of time and sense, Lord, much, Lord, in us which we confess, Lord, is of the old man of sin, the old nature that still abides, that continues to be a trouble to us, Lord, a burden to our souls, but, oh, doth bring us, Lord, to venture to the throne of grace, to tell thee, Lord, all those things that are found in us, the trouble in our hearts, Lord, and how that we're those, Lord, that find the conflict and the warfare within us, Lord, and oh, how poor we are, Lord, to rise up above these things. But oh, we come to one who truly, in thy rich mercy, that where sin abounds, that thy grace doth much more abound. And Lord, oh, do come to us, Lord, we pray thee. Draw us away from self, away, Lord, from all carking cares, away from all those things, Lord, that would hinder and distract at this time, the things in our lives, Lord, the things in our homes, our workplace, Lord, oh, that they might take place this day, Lord, that thou wouldest be revealed to us and appear, Lord, in thy rich mercy. Come, Lord, and own us, Lord, to be thy people, and show to us, Lord, again our need of thee, a need of one to appear for us and on our part, even the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest above, who ever liveth, to make intercession for us. And if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Lord, we're poor, we're needy, Lord. And oh, we come, Lord, seeking the token, Lord, of thy special love. We come, Lord, seeking the influence and the power of thy Spirit to come upon us, to draw our hearts and our minds up unto thee, and that all the blessings of salvation and redemption may come into our poor souls and cause our souls to live. Oh, do come then, Lord, and through thy Spirit take of the things of Jesus and show them unto us. We do pray, Lord, then appear unto each one of us. Our needs are great, Lord. Oh, but we do thank thee, Lord, that thou art able, Lord, in thy rich mercy to come to each case and to each need. Thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, Lord. And we thank thee, Lord, that thou canst come and rise up, Lord, above these poor hearts of ours and lift them up to thee. And so, Lord, bring us to thy feet as humble, poor seekers, begging, Lord, for a token, begging for a morsel of living bread. And, oh, Lord, cause our souls to partake of thy gospel grace. And do visit us, Lord. Do meet each of our needs, Lord, however varying and differing they may be, Lord. Our eyes are up unto thee, that thou wilt come and do these things for us. We do thank thee, Lord, for thy house of prayer. We do thank thee, Lord, that thou dost visit thy people, Lord, in the little corners of thy vineyards here below. And Lord, this is a little corner of thy vineyard, Lord, a little place, a sanctuary that thou hast set apart for the honour and glory of thy great and thy holy name. But, O Lord, is it in each of our hearts, Lord, that we may each be to thy honour and glory? Oh, we want to know something, Lord, about thy redeeming love and blood. We want to know something, Lord, about the preciousness of that salvation that thou hast wrought for sinners at Calvary. We want to know something, Lord, of what it is again to draw near to thee and to know the blessedness, Lord, of that precious blood that doth wash away and cleanse from all sin and guilt and defilement. Oh, we want those further blessings, Lord, in our souls, that we are thine, that thou art ours, in ties of blood. Oh, do come then, Lord, give to us a refreshing and a renewing time and season in our souls. And oh, we do pray that the light and the glory of the gospel may enter into each one of us, and the precious Christ revealed in all his love and mercy to sinners. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt, Lord, then draw near. May we be able to hear and to receive, mixed with faith, those things set forth, Lord, in thy gospel grace. And we do pray, Lord, that we may each indeed be enabled to worship thee, then to the glory of thy great and thy holy name. So, Lord, we thank thee for the sanctuary of thy house, and where thou in thy tender mercy hast promised to be, the twos and the threes that gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. And Lord, we do pray that we may know and feel thy presence with us. We know, Lord, thy promise is with us to be with the twos and the threes that gather together, and thou art faithful who hath promised. But, O Lord, we want to each to know and to feel thy presence. Lord, may we feel it through thy word. Lord, may we feel it through our prayers and our petitions. May we feel it through our praises to thy name. Lord, we pray, and that thou wouldest, in thy rich mercy, Lord, bless us each. Draw near to us, Lord, as we come before thee, and so calling upon thy great and thy holy name. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing us to another Lord's Day in our pilgrimage journey. We thank thee, Lord, thy people are all in thy hands, Lord, each one under thy care, thy keeping, thy watchful eye, thy preservation, each one, Lord, brought to know, to realize that thou hast brought each one of us thus far, and according to thy promise, that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. O, thou hast given to us that strength naturally, Lord, that we should indeed be brought thus far. And we thank thee, Lord, for such mercies to us. But, Lord, we want to know something of that reviving within us, Lord, of that spiritual and inward strength by and through thy word and thy truth, the precious things of Jesus revealed to us. It was but, Lord, the blessing that truly belonged to the dying thief. He didn't know much, Lord, but he knew the gracious presence and the promise of that one beside him, and that his hope and his expectation was in Christ and that heaven before him. And so, Lord, we're journeying on, thou hast brought us thus far by thy gracious hand, brought us to this day. And, O Lord, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we do thank thee, Lord, for that sanctifying grace that brought us into thy house of prayer, that we should be separated for a little time and season from the things of time and sense, and that we should be blessed in our souls. And we pray, Lord, that the Son of Righteousness may arise with healing in his wings upon each one of us, to bring us into the comfort, the peace and the blessings of the gospel, giving to us a little of that spiritual inward rest in our souls, that peace that flows through the cross of Christ. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that our time spent together may be a good time and a profitable time. We thank thee, Lord, that thou art with us each and in each of our families, Lord. Oh, we want to know, Lord, the blessing day by day, that thou art with us, Lord, hear our morning and evening prayers, and look upon our morning and evening readings and apply them to our souls, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, be with us in all the matters that concern us here below, our homes, our business, those things that concern us, our troubles, our trials, the afflictions, bodily afflictions, sicknesses, diseases, Lord. Oh, help us to come to thee, Lord, with everything, and to commit everything to thee, Lord, and to trust alone in thy great and thy holy name, and to wait upon thee, Lord, to wait upon thy word and thy truth, Lord, that thou wilt come to us, Lord, and lead us and direct us and guide us through thy word. Let thy word be a lamp and light to our feet and to our path. Lord, let us not take one movement forward, but what, Lord, we have thy guiding hand to lead us and to direct us. So be with us each, Lord, and help us prayerfully to commit all our needs and concerns unto thee. We do pray, Lord, this day bless the gatherings of thy people together. We pray particularly for our denomination, Lord. Do dwell with and in and amongst thy people. There are but twos and threes, literally, that gather together this time. O Lord, encourage them in their faith. Let thy word be a blessing to them. Let thy word lead them to the rock of ages, to lean and to trust alone upon him. And in respect of their worship, Lord, if thou wouldest be pleased to remain doors open for the worship of thy name, we pray thee. And so, Lord, do draw near to each and every one that gather. We pray for the proclamation of the gospel, Lord, this day. May it go forth with power and authority of thy Spirit, Lord, and open up and enlarge through the ministry of thy sent servants, Lord, the precious things and truths and doctrine concerning Christ and his salvation. Lord, we pray for these things in this dark and evil day in which we live, that thou wouldest be merciful and gracious to us, Lord. We're not worthy, Lord, that thou shouldest come and do anything for us, Lord. Oh, but do come, Lord, in thy rich mercy. Pardon and forgive our every sin, Lord. And so do come now and help thy servant, that he may be enabled to speak in thy name the unsearchable riches of Christ. Be mouth, matter and wisdom for him, Lord, that it shall not be his word, but thy word, and through thy Spirit, Lord, and pray thy Spirit may come into the hearts of thy people and, to prepare their hearts to hear and to receive thy word. O Lord, come to us each then, we pray thee, and we pray that thy name shall have all the glory and the praise. We ask these things with thee pardon and the forgiveness of our every sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 612. In every believer two armies are seen, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. In Christ he is perfect and free from all guilt, yet in himself evils are both seen and felt. Hymn 612.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 14, and we will read from verses 5 and 6. The prophecy of Hosea, chapter 14, reading from verse 5 and 6. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. Desire to speak from these words today, if the Lord will help me. It is a word which truly, though written and applicable to the history of the children of Israel in the Old Testament, and yet it is a word truly that doth reach forth into New Testament truths in the Gospel. And this healing and this healing from backsliding has been a truth even from the beginning of time. And so if the Lord would help me to say a few words this day in respect of these words of our text, I will be as the dew unto Israel. Israel, whom we read together, had destroyed themselves. Dear friends, how soon it is that the children of Israel, they soon destroyed themselves. They beheld the wonders of the divine power, the right hand of the Almighty God put forth in their salvation and deliverance out of Egyptian bondage. It was there that they cried unto the Lord in all their need, in all their weakness under the taskmasters of Egypt. And the Lord came, he heard their cry, and he saw their affliction. And dear friends, they were brought low. They were brought to nothing. They were brought into despair, discouragement. But dear friends, the Lord put the cry into their poor souls. The Lord put that cry there. I have heard their cry. I've seen their affliction. Isn't it a mercy that the Lord looketh upon the heart? And that is something very solemnly to consider today. The Lord who knoweth all things, omniscient, omnipresent, and he looketh upon the heart and in the heart. And he saw their affliction. He saw the burden. He saw the trouble. He saw the sorrow. And dear friends, just a word here I think that I ought to make mention of. He sees everything in the heart of all his creatures. And dear friends, as we are born into this world, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. He sees everything in the heart. Nothing is hidden from him. We read in verse 12 of chapter 13, the iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. And how solemn it is, dear friends, all that working and evil of sin in the carnal nature, the deceits, the corruptions, the evil, the vanity, dear friend, all abide in the heart by nature. But it's hid to us by nature. It's hidden there. But the Lord could see it, you see. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. It's the Lord speaking through the prophet. It isn't hidden from the Lord. I've mentioned this before, dear friends. You know, we may have some money in a wallet, in our pocket. And truly, yes, it is hidden. It isn't seen. It is bound up, as it were. It has to be opened to see it. And dear friends, it is only the Lord that can open the heart to look upon all the evil and to behold it and to become exercised about it and troubled about it. And only the Lord, the Spirit, can do that. But when the children of Israel cried to the Lord, he came to their help. And he put forth his mighty hand in power, delivered them out of Egyptian bondage, made a way through the Red Sea, and brought them into the wilderness. And then, according to his promise, to the land of their inheritance that was promised to them. And very shortly, dear friends, after they come into that land, it seemed to be following the day of Joshua, where there was that fear of the Lord in the elders in that time and season. But soon after that, dear friends, they began to depart. And read the books of the Judges, dear friends. Read the book. See how they departed, turned back from the Lord. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. They became... They leaned themselves first to the heathen nations, then to idolatry, then to the corruptions of the heart, and there was still a lot of hypocritical worship with them. Yes, they still went forth to the tabernacle worship, but then also they still went forth to their idols and to idolatry. But Hosea was a faithful minister and a prophet of the Lord. He spake the judgments of God that should come upon them in respect of their sins and iniquities. But oh, I want to speak, if the Lord would help me, because the words of our text say, I will be as the dew unto Israel. For us to be enabled to discover this truth, I will be as the dew unto Israel. I believe it to be that way and that means that has been shown, and where verse 4 will be fulfilled. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Oh, dear friends, a wonderful mercy, a wonderful provision here. They were still backsliding, yet he loved them whilst they were backsliding, whilst their hearts were in the world, whilst they were dead in trespasses and in sins. And whilst they strove against the Lord, against his word, his promises. Oh, I will heal their backsliding. How is this going to be done? How ever can it be accomplished and fulfilled? I will heal their backsliding, and I will love them freely. This is one of the wonderments of free and sovereign grace. And dear friends, when this love of God cometh into the soul of a poor sinner, it will melt us, dear friends. It will bring us to nothing. I will be as the dew unto Israel. This is how the work was done, how that it should be accomplished. I will be as the dew unto Israel. This is the Lord God speaking. Oh, but I will be as the dew unto Israel. You know, when this last week, it has been a week where we've had no rain locally where I live, and the earth has begun to dry. And following breakfast, I generally go for a little walk around the garden where the lawns are. But in the week, each morning, I saw the dew upon the grass. Oh, the dew. And it had fallen, you see, so secretly, as it were, so lightly. But oh, how it sparkled, how it looked so refreshing upon the grass. I will be as the dew unto Israel. And in particular in the eastern countries and Palestine and so forth, you know, the such hot summers, and the earth becomes baked, as it were, during the day, all dried up, you see. And then this dew falleth upon it, as it were, in the eastern countries, more in abundance. But it falleth so softly, almost invisibly, so quietly, but it falleth from heaven, because God gave it, you see. And it refreshes, it moistens, it renews, you see. That is the effect of this dew upon the earth. And so this truth here, this dew, it was God's dew. And it came from heaven to the earth. And I see here, yes, God speaking through the word of the prophet. But oh, I see this truth, Emmanuel, God with us. That is what I see. And another word which came into my mind as I was just considering and meditating upon these words, to wit, that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. Oh, how is this healing going to be accomplished to these backsliders, to backsliding Israel? How is it going to be done? It came from heaven, dear friends, as the dew came upon the earth to refresh and to renew the earth, dear friends. And oh, this is the wonderful mercy. It is in the person of his dearly beloved Son. Oh, we cannot consider this word in any other way but this. And I think here, and I will love them freely. Isn't it one of the most wonderful truths of the gospel? That God should love a sinful race of people, yes, from the beginning, from the fall of man. Fallen into sin, fallen into ruin. The wreckage, as it were, of the fall within each and every one of us as we are born into this world. And as I meditated upon these, the blessings that are in the words of our text, thought of my own case as well, dear friends. No better than any other, no, all the same as we are born into this world. But oh, I just thought of that word, or just looking at it in the just in the vestry, in the first epistle of John, and in chapter 4, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That is the blessing, I believe, in the words of our text here. This is the blessing: I will be as the dew unto Israel. The gift, the precious gift, the sending, and the love that was in that sending of his only begotten Son into this world. Why can we see that it was such great love, dear friends? Well, look at Israel here, and look at ourselves, dear friends. Look where we were. Have we done anything to deserve this love? No, nothing at all. It was free. Free love, free mercy, free grace. And who should it come to heal the backsliding? To the Israel, spiritual Israel, everyone whom God loved eternally before time began, and gave them to his Son Jesus to come and to save and to redeem. Oh, may the Lord bring our poor souls into the blessedness of this truth. A whole covenant of grace, and where Father, Son and Spirit so engaged, dear friends, and the whole salvation of the church is here, and the whole of it is love and forgiveness. Every part of it is love and forgiveness. I will be as the dew unto Israel. And this dew descended, dear friends, as the dew naturally falleth upon the earth, to its refreshing, to its renewing. So this dew came from heaven. The heavenly Father's love, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And he came. He came, dear friends, in the appointed time. This dew descended, and all the blessedness, dear friends, when he came, how that there was very little religion, dear friends, hardly any at all. The tabernacle of David had broken down. Very few that sought the Lord, very few that waited for him. But this dew of heaven descended. Here is God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he came into this world. And dear friends, this was to be the dew of heaven. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus. And oh, see there, dear friends, what was spoken of him, what was said of him And there was one there, dear friends, the dew of heaven fell upon his poor soul. I thinking of Simeon, and where there was one that spake such wonderful words in respect of him. And Simeon, it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, dear friends, this dew of heaven lifted up in his arms. This was all he waited for. This was all he needed for his poor soul. Yes, dear friends, the blessedness of this person came to heal, came to restore, and he raised him up in his arms, you see. And Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And you see, what did Simeon see in this dew of heaven that he'd raised up in his arms? Why, it was all that his poor soul needed. He couldn't depart this earthly scene, dear friends, not by that natural seeing of the Lord, but it was that spiritual seeing of him. This is the truth here. I will be as the dew unto Israel, spiritual Israel. Oh, his eyes were open, dear friends, to see that the Lord Jesus came into this world to suffer, bleed, and to die for him. He knew somewhat of the sacrifices and the offerings. And he knew that dew of heaven was going to lay down his life for him. He knew that. Dear friends, he would never be ready for heaven. He would never be ready to depart from this earthly scene unless that blessing had come into his poor soul. And neither will we, dear friends. Neither will we. Christ must come. And he must appear as this dew as the dew from heaven into our poor souls. Must. And Jesus came. And this man was blessed in his soul. And Jesus then, to fulfill his heavenly Father's will, and the love that his heavenly Father held out to a sinful race of people, a rebellious people, a backsliding people, Jesus went forth, and on the part of every one of them, passed through the scenes of Gethsemane and Calvary. This is the dew of heaven, dear friends. See him burdened. See him groaning. See him in agonies. See him laid low in Gethsemane, Gethsemane's garden. See here where Jesus, in his most holy and righteous soul, was to bear the sins and the iniquities of the church and people of God, every one of them. And he bore, dear friends, all those sins and iniquities in his own body upon the tree. But oh, how low he was laid. What humiliation, the Son of God, now the Son of Man, laid so low. Such a part of his humiliation, his condescension, dear friends, to come and to come forth in such a low place, dear friends, as this earth, and for such sinful creatures as we were, because as he, as it were, dropped those drops of blood, every drop, dear friends, was for everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. Everyone. And Jesus went forth then to Calvary to fulfill the work that his heavenly Father had given him to do, and see the love of God here, and how God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the dew of heaven, dear friends. See him found upon yonder tree. See his suffering so great, so intense. I know that we cannot come into them, dear friends, but if the Lord has opened up to us the solemn truth of our mass sins, we will understand a little of what he passed through, and the hell that was deserving to us, and the just justice of God that was upon us, and the condemnation that was upon us. We will understand a little of what Jesus passed through, because it was deserving to us. It was. I understood this, dear friends, as the Lord was brought to show to me my sins, and what a glorious place the cross of Christ became. It is the glory of God, dear friends, in the person of Jesus and the redemption of the church. That is the cross of Christ. That is the mercy that is shown to all guilty sinners. And here the dew of heaven laid down his life for each and every one, spiritual Israel. I will be as the dew unto Israel. And he became as that dew unto Israel when he cried, "It is finished." I will be as the dew unto Israel. Dear friends, the work was done. He hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And here is the healing. Here is the precious virtue of his blood, known and realized in the conscience of a poor sinner. That precious blood that did for sin atone. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, taketh it away completely, blotted out, never again to be seen. I will be as the dew unto Israel. And then, dear friends, we have the blessed and glorious truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ now set before us. You know the cross of Christ. I know that he had yet to rise from the dead, but we must always understand the sufferings and death of Jesus can never, dear friends, be excluded from his being risen from the dead. All part of the salvation of the soul. The sufferings, death, and resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And here is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this gospel, this dew of heaven, is to be preached today. And it is preached. And it is preached in your ears. Does Jesus mean anything to thy soul? as the Spirit of the Lord shown thee the solemn truths that we've read here? Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Has that truth been opened up to our poor souls? See that destroying as man fell, and that we all bear that Adam nature. We are born into this world. Destroyed thyself all along with our first parents. We all of their posterity, every one of us. And this is the solemn truth that belongs to us. Destroyed. But this is the blessing. I will be as the dew unto Israel. We read together in Deuteronomy that word, a precious word. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. This is the word that is preached. It is preached before you. It is preached into your ears. We pray that it may be the inward ear, the heart, as it was to Lydia. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. Dear friends, this is the gospel complete. A full and free salvation for sinners. But oh, it is preached today. And this is the blessing, that my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. As the Lord draw near to our need and to our case, as he opened our heart to hear and to receive this dew from heaven, this refreshing, this doctrine, this gospel, because it holds salvation. And you know, dear friends, this truth is the blessing in respect of this dew that came down from heaven. It will take the sinner to heaven. That's what it will do. And this is one of the important truths of the gospel, that it holds salvation to the uttermost. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they might know thee. And oh, that is the blessing, to know God, to know his love, to know his mercy, and his Son, whom he hath sent. That is the salvation. God's love is in it. Election is in it. And it will come to each and every one whom God gave to his dearly beloved Son for salvation. I will be as the dew unto Israel. And so I saw this case in respect of myself. It fell, this dew fell upon the earth, speaking as it were in that natural sense of it, upon the dry and the barren earth, this dew fell. And dear friends, that is where we are by nature. Dry, barren. We're cold. We're far from God. And oh, the solemn truth, alien to God, alien to grace, alien to goodness. This is this earth that is so here described. Barren, fruitless, cannot come forth. Have you ever felt that, dear friends? I was brought to feel it, to know about it, to know how empty I was of all that was good. Barren, But then this truth, it is the Lord that doth come to such. You know, when the Lord will appear and reveal and manifest this truth through his Spirit into the soul, he will show us this barrenness. He will show us how dried up sticks we are. He will show us how empty we are of anything that is good. He will show to us here the solemn truth of our sin that was hidden, as it were concealed within us, never brought to the light of conscience. No, hidden. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. And this is the mercy and respect of this dew. The preaching of the gospel. See how through the word and through the ministry, the Lord will come to each and every one whom his heavenly Father gave to him. See, dear friends, how the gospel came to those whom Jesus preached the word to. Publicans, harlots, and sinners. These are the ones, dear friends. Yes. These were the ones that were brought to know and to feel their need. They were drawn to Christ. He preached the gospel to them. And through his Spirit and power, he opened their hearts to hear and to receive the word. Paul preached the gospel, the precious truths of Christ and him crucified. And it was God that opened the heart of Lydia, that she should hear and receive the word. See the blessing. She was taught that she was a sinner. She was taught to feel her need. And she was drawn to the ministry and to the word of Paul. Knowing this truth, that her only hope lay in those truths that Paul spake. And I do believe this, that he loved to preach Christ and him crucified, remembering that it was such a wonderment to his soul that Christ should ever come to him. Dear friends, see the awfulness of that man. But oh, the truth that came to him. It was for sinners, of whom he was chief. He was brought to know that mercy that flowed through the precious blood of Jesus. And dear friends, that is the sweetest dew that can fall upon the soul of a poor sinner. It fell upon the soul of Lydia. It washed away. It cleansed. I will heal their backslidings. A complete cure. Jesus, preach. This is the doctrine. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech distill as the dew. And oh, dear friends, we do need to know something about this. I just thought this morning that I came down the stairs, Lord, I don't know, the Lord put this word into my mind, and I can only believe that it was intended for me to speak of it or to apply it in some way in respect of the words of our text. You know, when Paul was in that great company and before King Agrippa, and he bore testimony to the salvation that came to him, how Jesus met with him in the way, changed him, converted him, renewed him. And then also how that he preached the precious gospel, and he was one bearing witness to that truth. And King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Why the Lord put this into my poor soul, but I feel sure that it's something connected with this word here. Unless this dew of heaven, dear friends, falleth upon our spirit and reveal Christ in his salvation, we will be lost. A nearly Christian? Paul prayed, didn't he? I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether. Dear friends, I believe that this is the prayer and the concern of each and every minister of the gospel. Those with whom we will preach before, that this precious Christ would be revealed. And not almost, but altogether. Oh, dear friends, for this dew to come into our poor souls, the fountain open for sin and uncleanness, to sprinkle our poor consciences from all sin and defilement. We're almost and altogether such as I am. What was Paul, dear, a sinner saved by grace? I shall have to close. But there is no other healing, dear friends. But it will be a great mercy to be brought to this truth. To Israel. How that they were a backsliding people. And isn't that the truth with us? Far from God, through our sins and iniquities, they separated us from God. Dear friends, I will be as the dew unto Israel. Jesus speaking here truly, Emmanuel, God with us. And the church were placed into the hands of Jesus to redeem and to save by and through his precious blood, to cleanse and to heal. And may that sin that is spoken of here, that is bound up in us by nature, dear friend, never to be revealed, never to be opened up to our consciences. Oh, may through the preaching of the gospel, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew. Oh, may it open up the truth and the solemn truth of our sin, that it will not be bound up, but that the Spirit will lay it deeply in our hearts, and that it might affect us and change us and humble us and break us down, that this dew of Jesus Christ, the fountain of his precious blood, come and wash us clean, cleanse us from all sin and all defilement. I will be as the dew unto Israel. May we each pray for this portion for our souls. May the Lord bless these few remarks. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £670, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Wednesday evening. And God willing, Mr. Jabez Rupp will preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 748. In darkness born I went astray, and wandered from the gospel way, and since the Saviour gave me sight, I cannot see without his light. Hymn 748.
Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.